Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Gonna check a freight train.
It's Marshall Tucker bringing this back. Marshall Tucker Band, the legendary Marshall Tucker Band. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the legendary. That's right. Jim Blasingame, thanks for being with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Stan Braille. Stan is the founder and the CEO of MCG Loans. His company is a private commercial lending firm that focuses on small businesses, helping them get the funding they need. Stan, thanks again for being here. And so what you do is you go out and get the funds for small businesses, and when you find the small businesses who need the money, you do the work for them. You have your own lending standards, which hopefully are maybe a little bit easier to get the loan than say some banks. And then you put a little margin on that loan, and you deal straight up with the small business.
Correct.
And so, why have you found that what you're doing is needed over just people going to the bank? Is it because of your standards? Your standards are not as high as the bank. The paperwork, the trouble to get to the loan is easier for small businesses. How have you been able to pull this off?
I believe it's a two-pronged reason. One being the fact that our standards are not as high. All we care about is a good credit score and track record in business. We're willing to look past the financials because we believe that the personal credit score is an extension of the personal business.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he pays his personal liabilities on time, why wouldn't he pay his business liabilities on time? Or her, I'm sorry. Number two, and I think this is actually the bigger reason, you go to a bank like, we have the big box banks over here, like Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Those people don't care. They're sitting there, they're getting their salary, whatever. They might have a quota that they have to make a certain application, whatever. So when they don't know, they gather all the paperwork and then they shoot it off to Idaho or Wyoming where the underwriters are sitting behind the closed door. Even sometimes, some banks even have automated underwriters or just a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And, some things might not be in order, and because of that, an individual might get denied. Myself or one of my loan officers, we sit with the client, we try to figure out what their goals are, what they're trying to get the money for, what they're, and we decide whether they need a loan or business line of credit. And then from there, we try to basically, in a way, we offer a consultation of how to structure the package and their business, maybe make some suggestions as far as what they could do to have a better shot at getting approved.
So if I didn't know you and I didn't know these other people that we talked about in the last segment that are basically predatory lenders, if I didn't know either one of you, the way I would know the difference between you and them is that your rate is going to be fixed at an appropriate market rate, and the other people are going to be escalating their rate. Would that be one way?
The rate would be higher, yes, and also another thing would be our rates would not be fixed. I don't know any bank that does a business line of credit that with a fixed rate. A loan, yes, it would be fixed. A business line of credit's always tied to prime, and it's always fluctuating because,
how often does it fluctuate? Because when I borrow money, the rate is fixed for the term. If I get a business loan, it's fixed for the term, but it's not a long term. But so how often does your rates fluctuate?
Well, our loans don't fluctuate. Our business lines of credit do.
How often do they fluctuate?
Monthly,
weekly,
to.
Annually?
No. It never fluctuates. It has the opportunity to. It's tied to Prime, so right. I'd say hypothetically Prime was 5.
Right.
But Prime hasn't budged from 3.25
for 6 years.
7.
Right. Yeah.
So, no, a little more, like to like almost 8.
8. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So okay. I mean, it's not going to budge. We have to, you know, let the consumer know that should the Fed decide to move Prime, whatever the Fed moves the Prime, if they move it a quarter, that means your rate's going to change a quarter.
Well, the
whatever
good
they move it.
The good news about your type of business is that small businesses have other options. There was a time when basically we had banks and we had factors, you know, and it was there wasn't a lot of other options out there. Credit unions too, I should say them, but the thing is now there's crowdfunding, there's MCG, there are other organizations out there that are willing to make loans to small businesses. But at the same time, this is also fostering some bad guys out there. And that's the point you and I are making in our visit today.
Correct.
So you got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
If people are trying to get a loan, first and foremost, make sure that the loan that they're getting will benefit their business and not be a burden. Some people get the money and they don't know what to do with it, and it's an extra burden on their head.
Right.
Make sure you are very wary of rates and the fees and the term. You don't want to get yourself into a situation where it will cause problems for your business credit and your personal credit.
Do you loan all the way across the country?
We lend in 48 states.
All right,
we're not lending in Alaska
right.
and Hawaii.
MCGloan.com. Hey, Stan, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Scott Brill, Stan Brill, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.